rather than intrude on your remembrances of the tragedy of 2001, Back Time instead offers a little distraction in the form of unusual people doing unusual things on the 11th of September. Way back in 1951, Florence Chadwick became the first woman to swim the English Channel from both directions.
Just slip out the back, Jack.
Doing the adult equivalent of taking his ball and going home, Dan Rather walked off the set of the CBS Evening News when a tennis tournament ran overtime in 1987. And in 2002, Nick Nolte was arrested on DUI charges. His over-the-top mugshot is still a popular internet download today. It's Back Time for the 11th of September. This is your announcer speaking.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Irritating Comic Book Movie Critic.
Mr. Irritating Comic Book Movie Critic.
While normal kids played sports and went out on dates, you spent endless hours at the comic book store. Sure, you can't French kiss, but you can point out every mistake in every new superhero movie.
Gee, and you still can't get a date.
They screwed up Venom in Spider-Man 3? Fascinating.
By the way, I don't care. Yeah.
So the next time you're at the movies and the guy behind you blurts out,
Stan Lee didn't write that in the original graphic novel.
Don't raise your hand in anger, but rather in salute to Mr. Irritating Comic Book Movie Critic, a real American hero.
Mr. Irritating Comic Book Movie Critic.
See you at Comic-Con, geek.
Now from high atop the L.A. Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on L.A. Talk Radio.
And good morning. Welcome to Thursday. It's almost the weekend, Susie.
Thank God.
But this week has gone by pretty fast, I would say, don't you think?
Definitely, definitely.
It just flew by.
Well, up until today.
Yeah.
And then today, oh my gosh, what a miserable morning. Look at it out there.
Yeah. So forgive us for starting a couple minutes late, but Susie and I were both rushing to the studio this morning.
I was perfectly on time for myself.
Yes, you were. And I suddenly had to walk real fast, which I'm not used to.
And you have no coffee, so you're going to be grumpy.
Well, yeah, we'll take a break soon. But the thing is, and it's funny, because I was talking just the other day about people being late and stuff, and me never being late. And thank goodness I wasn't, but I could have very well have been.
Absolutely.
Because the moment I got out of the house, already there's like construction on the road. So,
mm-hmm.
You spend 5 minutes just trying to get through the light. Then the freeway is like, 15 minutes more than usual.
See? So if you were late, what would your excuse have been today?
It was outside my control there.
That's why it's outside everyone's control. That's what it's so fucked up about it. So you're sitting over here passing judgment on everyone else.
Well, I wasn't late yet, okay? I still managed. Okay, so when I'm late, you can give this to me. But but I give myself enough time for even when it's like that. So, yeah, I had to rush and it wasn't pleasant and stuff, but we're still here and that's what matters, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
And you get your military hat today.
My Boston Red Sox camo hat.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
So you have the B for Boston.
Yes.
But it doesn't have their colors.
Yes.
It's a camouflage color.
They've got all different kinds of camo ones. I've got a pink camo Boston hat and, I don't know, all these different ones.
Really?
And then the Desert Army BDU hat, all different colors.
Yeah?
It's not that I even really care that much about baseball or anything, and I know you think hat people are weird.
No, not with these hats.
Oh,
no,
with baseball caps are fine?
Yeah, baseball caps are fine because everybody wears them. But yeah, I mean, all these stupid fancy hats that nobody sees anymore. Yeah, those are weird.
I thought you were making like broad sweeping generalizations before when I wore that other
hat.
All women that wear hats are weird. I was like, fuck you, dude. I always wear hats. I love them.
Yeah, but
and granted, I am weird.
If you came in with some fancy, ugly hat, I would think you're weird, too.
I have huge, fancy, ugly hats
really?
That I wear to the beach sometimes. Like these huge, like black
well,
things.
Well, the beach is something else, okay? But I mean, you know, like I have this woman on my street and she walks her dog always with a hat, you know? And
maybe
she is weird.
Maybe
she's
has a bad
weirdo.
Hair day every day.
She's
That's why I'm wearing a hat.
No, she doesn't have a bad hair day.
How do you know? Have
she's
you ever seen her
hair? She's just fucking weird. She's always alone with her dog. She talks to her dog and everything like that.
You never talked to your dog when you had one?
No, but not in this way.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, some people are like, come on, Maggie, what are you doing? Come on, let's go. You know, it's like, just say, come on, you know, that's it. I mean, yes, you talk to your dog, but not like fucking kids. I don't understand this.
I don't know. I guess it kind of like turns into a double standard. You know what? Let's go here this morning. I have a dog voice or an animal voice when I talk to my animals, and it kind of turns into like a little bit of a baby voice,
right?
Because
most people do that,
but they are my babies, and I do think most people do that. So you know, leave the poor dog lady alone with the funny hat. You know, it's just maybe these are her children. Maybe she couldn't have kids. You don't know what kind of fucked up life circumstances she has.
I can tell she's just very lonely. I'm sure.
So let her talk to her dogs and just continue to gawk at her and make fun of her silently or on the radio. Yeah. But once upon a time, I don't know, this was back in Massachusetts, my ex-boyfriend and I had broken up and I needed to find a place to live, like an emergency situation, like we were having an awful breakup. I seem to have a lot of these going on.
No. You?
Shoot. I'm beginning to see a pattern in my own life. Oh, no. Anyway, back to the point of this story. So one of my really good girlfriends, you know, she was kind of a crazy animal person like myself, and would take in all these foster dogs and foster cats, and she just took in everything that was that needed help. But so I had never actually spent much time with her at her apartment, and so in this emergency, like, needing a place to live situation, I show up at her house, and I'm like, can I stay here for, like, a week or something until I get a place? And she was like, okay, sure. So I stayed for a week. And then at the end of the week, she actually invited me to stay, like, permanently and, you know, rent another room from her. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it because of her fucking dog voice.
Really?
Oh, my God. And this was someone I had known for years. You know, yeah. I considered her like one of my really, really, really good friends. You know, I was the maid of honor in her wedding. Uh-huh. And I didn't know this about her. Yeah. Like, I had never noticed her dog voice. It was so high-pitched and squealy. And she's like, oh come here, Sebastian. What's your puppy? Your baby?
That drives me crazy.
I'm getting, like, chills on my arms right now, but not the good kind, because it was like nails on a chalkboard. And it was as soon as the alarm would go off, the dog would jump on her and, I'm like, I just want to bitch slap you. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess I did the same thing. Like when I had my Chihuahua, I was like, oh, mommy's little Taco Bella. Hi, baby.
I'm sure you do the same thing.
And you know what I mean? I pass judgment on all these other people that have these stupid fucking dog voices. Yeah. And I'm trying to learn how to not be so judgmental because I do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I apparently got it from my mother, because now that she's, like, lost all of her children, you know, we've all fled the nest. I mean, left the nest. Yeah. Not fled. flew away. Yeah, sorry, Mom. So all of a sudden, she adopted this little long-haired chihuahua that sees a dog whisperer because it has anxiety issues. You know, the dog's in therapy. It's really not funny. It got to the point where it's taking over my mother's life, and, like, the neighbors are like, Kathy, we don't want to hear another word about your fucking dog.
Really?
Yes. Like, the dog is her child, and she just talks to this dog on the answering machine, for God's sake, okay? I call home right now, and I hear my mom say, you've reached Kathy and John, and Max, say hi, Max. And then you hear Max going,
oh, my God. Well, I hate
for like
people
15 minutes on the goddamn answering machine.
Yeah.
It's like, Mom.
I know. What about people that let their kids answer the fucking phone? I mean, is that like a kid that can't talk, 3 years old or something?
Oh, 2 years old. Sometimes they do that purposely because the adults might not want to talk. Sometimes I'll do that if I get a phone call and if I'm with my little one that I'm nannying for. And it's like, shoot, here's Kyler, you pick up this phone call. Yeah. And he's like, goo goo ga ga.
But what about the ones with the voicemail? You know, it's like, hello, welcome to... No, come on.
That's kind of cute.
It's not.
It is. If you're calling someone's house and they have a 2 or 3 year old, that's kind of cute if the kid's on the answering machine. So long as the message doesn't go on for an hour. I mean, it gets to the point.
Yeah.
But the animal voices that people have, I'm telling you, you think you know someone until you stay on their couch for a week. And, oh, God, awful. All this from hats and dogs, right?
yeah. So today is September 11, and obviously there's memorials going around around the country and stuff, and most of the news is about it. And so we're not going to talk about all the conspiracy theories and all that bullshit, because I don't buy any of that. People can't just face the fact that we've been attacked and caught with our pants down, pretty much just the way we were in Pearl Harbor. You know, we never expected it. And... we should be able to criticize ourselves rather than than go and blame the government for everything. I mean, I hate this administration, but I don't think they did this.
You ever watched any of those videos on the conspiracy theories?
No,
like
I haven't.
Change and things?
I haven't. But we've talked about it so much on the station, but what is it that you feel about it?
Well, you know, I actually can't really make a decision on it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't want to think that our government would do something like that to us. Mm-hmm. And so I think in my heart believe that it really was a terrorist attack, and that our government didn't have any malicious involvement in the
whole
situation.
No, I just think, you know.
But the conspiracy theory videos, I'm telling you, they've got some like amazingly valid points on there that really makes you stop and wonder and think.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's no way to explain some of these
things.
What
about the question that you would need a lot of people to be in on the secret? And I don't think it could stay secret for that long.
That's why the conspiracy theory is out there, because people haven't been able to keep it secret, if that's what really happened.
No, but I mean, why is it that the mainstream media is not finding out any of this? You know what I'm saying? It's usually the people on the fringe that come up with these theories, you know? And, it's just, I don't think anybody could pull something like this off, not keeping so many people mum about it.
I would tend to agree with you on that.
That's just my opinion. But then again, I haven't watched all these those shows you were talking about, and I guess some people have. But
check out Loose Change, and then I'll leave you alone after that. I had one of my history professors actually show that in class, and it ended up being a really, really good flick that just made you think about things.
Really?
In talking about conspiracy theories, once I got home from the show yesterday, I hopped in bed to kind of take a little nap, and I turned on the radio, talk radio, and I left it streaming live while I was taking my nap, and TJ's show is on.
Uh-huh.
And, oh my God, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my fucking life, because Mo called in, and Mo was talking about his conspiracy theories, and all of a sudden TJ, I don't know if he pre-recorded his singing these songs.
No, he muted the phone so Mo couldn't hear him.
Oh!
And then he was playing.
Did you hear that, though?
Yeah. He's done it a couple times, and Mo is not happy about it. He sent me an email.
Oh, no, really?
But it's all in good fun, Mo. You have to understand this, you know, and this is part of
it. I know.
But yeah, TJ is back to his old self. He's very funny.
Oh my gosh. It was just the funniest thing in the world. Because Mo's accent is just going crazy in the background. And and Mo, I love you, so please don't take offense at it. But it was just too funny.
It was funny, you know, because he didn't know what TJ was doing at the other end.
Yeah. I'm surprised he hasn't called reamed him a new one.
Yeah.
Or maybe he has.
Well,
he
was hurt by this, you know. But, I mean, I can understand. But at the same time, Mo, it's all in good fun. I'm sure TJ didn't mean any malice. And I think it's funny and fun on the radio that Mo has so much to say. And he just goes on and on and on.
Exactly.
You know?
Some of us are just very long-winded, like me. Yeah. So, if you know what, actually, it would be really funny if you had like a little button over there that when I start getting into one of my long-winded stories, if it's boring, you could just push. Yeah.
No, all I have to do is do this.
Hey, give me back.
You just give me a suggestion.
You're getting double fingers over here, double middle fingers.
Flipping me off here. But you're the one that suggested it. You were just talking about it.
I was kidding. I was kidding to make Mo not feel so bad. Saying we all get a little long-winded and just go off.
No, you're supposed to. You're supposed to. But listen, what I did want to bring up is, you know how the National Enquirer like was the first one to find out about John Edwards and stuff, right? So now they're going after dirt after Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes they do get the stories first, but they're motherfuckers, you know. I mean, to decide we're going to go and dig up the dirt. You know, that's pretty
everyone's
lousy.
Got skeletons in their closet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh God.
I know. But check this out. So
You need to be a saint to be in politics, and if you're a saint, you're certainly not going to be in politics because you need to be a snake too.
I know. It's like, look, the Enquirer sent a team of reporters to Alaska to dig up the dirt on the Palin family, and here's what they found so far. They say Sarah's oldest son, Track. What a name is
Track?
Track.
T-R-A-C-K.
Yeah. Was hooked on OxyContin for nearly the past 2 years, and that he used other drugs such as cocaine.
Don't we all?
Yeah, and he was involved in a notorious local vandalism incident. As far as joining the military, they say it wasn't so much patriotism, but rather it's the thing kids do where they do there when they get in trouble. As far as Palin's pregnant daughter, Bristol, they say mom was so steamed when she found out that she kicked her out of the house. Another source tells the Inquirer that Bristol also liked to party and that she wasn't exactly sweet and innocent. They also say baby daddy, Levi Johnston, isn't too thrilled about his impending shotgun wedding, nor was he happy about being dragged out of the house to go to Minnesota for the Republic Convention. Aww. They also report that Bristol and Levi broke up a few times and messed around with other people. So we don't
even know whose baby it really is.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, so they're being real people. That's what it's about, you know?
Exactly.
And that's what teenagers do and shit, you know? But that's what
I always say.
Yeah, no, I know. And we were talking about this. But at the same time, I do have to say, and I think it was also... not Stephanie, but Jody on Johnny's show the other day. She was agreeing with me as well, as far as, you know, if you have a good family with family values instilled in the kids at a very young age and you keep practicing it and setting an example, I don't think it's going to happen as
bullshit.
Much, you know? It's not fucking bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's not.
Some kids are just born that way.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
I don't know.
But here she's got a problem with both kids, you know? I mean, one is a drug addict and the other one gets pregnant at 17, you know?
I don't necessarily think it's a reflection of the parents. I really don't. I mean, to a certain extent, yes. I mean, but look at, like, all the rapists and murderers out there that were born to, you know, single mothers that worked really hard and, you know, they came home and dedicated their whole life to, like, their only son. Right. And their son grows up to be, like, a serial murderer and rapist.
Yeah, well, it's not about the intentions. It's about the fact, though, that this is what the kid goes through. You know, if a kid goes through life with a single mother and stuff, he might get pretty resentful and angry. You know, without a father figure. So, yeah, then he would go and do these things. And I'm sure she didn't mean for it to happen. But I think, you know, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you hear this problem with divorced parents. But
I think, you know what I think? I think thank God that her family is actually a real family. Yeah. And that they have problems and they're fucked up. And they have issues that they're going through. I mean, think of everything that this woman is having to juggle in her life. And I think she's doing...
That's why I think she's not the right one to be a vice president.
I think she is because I'm not saying I'm voting for her, but I'm saying I think, you know what I mean? I think she's a good running mate for McCain.
So you think she's going to do a good job, right? So yes. She puts country before her family.
I think she does. Well, I think...
Is that a good thing?
I don't...
You see? You have to think about that.
But everyone else has been in the White House has had a family, too.
No, but not a baby. Not a baby. And you know... Yeah, and not teenagers underage either. Or maybe they did, like Clinton. I think Chelsea was under 18 when they came in. But, I don't know. I just think that she's got a young family, and that's why she needs to be there, you know. And when you're not, that's what you expect. I mean, okay, think about it this way. Okay, she's been a governor there, and she's probably been in politics for a while. So she's always been sort of like an absent mom.
But
sure.
I was reading in my Newsweek article that she hasn't always been an absent mom. She's for some reason able to juggle everything in an amazing fashion. I mean, she's got like three Blackberries going at all times, like while she's driving, while she's dropping one kid off at a play date or arranging a play date while she's going off to, you know, give a speech
somewhere.
Right,
but how much time does she really have for her kids to just sit there and spend time with them, you know, and teach them things and stuff, you know? I mean, it's not enough to just to have a nanny or something.
But that's why she has a husband, you know? As well.
Yeah, but what does he do? Does he take care of the kids?
He's a fisherman or something.
Yeah, see, he doesn't take care of the kids, you know? So when people ask why is it that we're questioning this about a woman and not a man, it's because a woman is usually viewed as the head of the house. She's the one that everything revolves around, you know? And that's the mother, you know, and the wife. And I think in most families that's what happens. I had to learn this the hard way when my wife says, no, well, the woman's in charge of the house. And then I realized it's really true in a lot of relationships, you know, like in the home, the wife decides, okay, the furniture is going here, this is what we're going to do, blah, 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 blah. And so in that case, you can't treat women and men equally when it comes to family, you know, to, yeah, you can't.
You can't, Sam.
No, you can't. I mean, the mother, okay, why is it that you think most...
What the hell is that?
Is that your phone?
No.
What is that?
I don't know, but
it's like
I'm
a humming sound. Where is it coming
it's
from?
It's like a jackhammer.
Oh, is that that thing? The drive?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Okay,
let's
hold on just a
second.
Let's
take a break and find this.
No, hold on a second. Oh, that's from another office. They're doing something. Yeah.
That was really scary. I thought we were going to have another...
The earthquake?
Earthquake or something. Oh my God.
No, it sounds like someone's drilling or something in the other office.
Or using a palm sander.
Maybe they are, yeah. Yeah, but they know how to come and complain to us about the noise. That they can do all
of
the
course.
Time.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now they're hammering. What the hell is going on over there? Jeez.
Yeah. Well, we've got another guest today, although I don't remember who it is. I didn't even have time to look
Sam,
up today.
Sam, this is why I tell you, you need to get an intern to like take care of these things for you and reconfirm. It'll take so much stress off of you.
Yeah. Well, you see, my wife started helping me like upload the archives and stuff, so that saved me some time. But now she's gone, so I'm falling behind on that too. I'm telling you, it's like 5 to midnight every day, and it's not enough.
That's why I'm saying you need some help. You need a fucking intern. Get someone on Craigslist, put up a little ad, be like, listen, you know, go to like the broad or advertise like to the broadcasting students that are out there that want to have experience like at a radio station.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they will work their little fingers to the bone trying to help you out, and you won't have to pay them a fucking penny.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be happy with the free coffee that they're going to be getting.
You're right. But how do you trust like a student?
Well, that's why you interview a ton of different people and you find the right person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not just saying you randomly just pick the first person that walks in the door. I mean, it's like you might have to wait 3 months before you find the right person.
Yeah.
But when you do, I'm telling you, you're going to know right off the bat that this person is good and reliable and trustworthy. And right off the bat, you're not going to give them full responsibility. You're going to give them little tasks at a time and see if they get those completed in a timely fashion. And if they get those things done, then all of a sudden you give them a little bit of more responsibility. Next thing you know, you're going to be sipping a pina colada on the Standard Hotel rooftop at the pool. And the radio station's going to be running itself with the fucking intern.
I would love that. Yeah.
So you say you would love that, but I think you're too much of a control freak to actually ever relinquish full
control.
I'm not
a control freak at all.
I don't know.
It's about, listen, it's like your baby. You're not going to leave it in somebody else's hands.
Yes, you do. It's called a nanny.
No. No.
Your radio station needs a nanny. It's not the same
thing. Listen, okay? Feeding the fucking kids and taking them to the park is not the same, okay?
I don't know.
I'm telling
Things
you.
Things can go wrong when you're taking care of a child. I mean, you've got to know how to do the CPR and, you know, do all these things. And
look,
there's
been a couple times where I left it for other people and there were mistakes.
Well, they weren't the right people, obviously.
Well, that's not true. It's just because there's too many things to worry about here. Too many variables, you know. Yes, you can teach someone that, but
that's what these kids are in school
for. No, you're right. I mean, look, I'm not arguing with you.
You know, that's what they're being trained for.
Right. No, I'm not arguing with you at all. I think you're right.
You are.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Let's take a little break. I need some coffee.
Get some coffee.
Okay. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Borat Zagdiev. When I am traveling around the world and have internet connections, I like to gently cup up my balls and listen to LA Talk Radio. It's very nice.
Investigation, it paid off. My devotion, not enough. Leaving everything behind. Seeing what you got in mind. And now you're somewhat beautiful to me. You know I'm not in love, but out of time. Almost out of time. And I'm jaded, but I made it home. Yeah, I'm wasted. Now you know I hate it when you wear me out. Yeah, I blame it all on you bringing me down. Conversation built on lies. Another reason for my pain. That's why I send you on your way. You are not so beautiful to me.
blame it all on you. I'm jaded, but I made it home. Yeah, I'm wasted. Now you know I hate it when you wear me out. Yeah, I blame it all on you. I'm jaded, but I made it home. Yeah, I'm wasted. Now you know I hate it when you wear me out. Yeah, I blame it all on you bringing me down.
Too much sugar in this coffee. You see, they ran out of those sugar bags, so then I had to just kind of pour it from a container.
From a little canister?
Yeah, and you know, no spoons, no time to start measuring. I just kind of poured some in there.
Poor Sam, he just wrecked this morning.
Yeah. I'm telling you, when I have to rush like this, forget about it. The whole day is just going upside down for me.
I know food bores you, but can I just complain about my food this morning for 1 second?
Did I say food bores me?
Once upon a time, you said food bores you.
You're right. Well, now talking about it, yeah.
I remember all these things that you say, and they come back to bite you in the ass.
I know, they do.
So I stopped at my little breakfast place this morning, and you know, usually I'll order a bagel and cream cheese or, I don't know, like oatmeal or something from these people. But today I saw a breakfast special that they had, and so it was like an everything bagel, and it said, you know, it would come with either cream cheese or hummus, sprouts, cucumbers, avocado, tomato, and onions.
Mm.
And I was like, wow, that sounds like a really good healthy breakfast if I have it with the hummus.
Yeah.
So I get that. You know, for here to go. To go, please. You know, as I'm looking at my watch, like, actually, I don't wear a watch, but looking at the clock on the wall. And so they make my shit, and I run out to the car, and I start driving. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a really busy road going down Venice, and when you order a breakfast sandwich to fucking go, you want it to be a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, if I had time to, like, prepare and, like, put something together myself, I would have made it at home.
Yeah.
Basically, everything came individually wrapped in a piece of foil, which
is
A, wasteful. The avocado was wrapped separately. The cucumber was wrapped. The sprouts were wrapped. The tomato, the onion, the hummus. Nothing was put together. Everything was completely separate. So I'm trying to fucking drive down Venice Boulevard with my knee, you know, spreading the hummus, like unwrapping this. I've got sprouts everywhere. I've got everything bagel, like down my shirt, in my pants, like sitting in my crotch. I'm trying to like eat this thing, which is a disaster. I just couldn't believe that.
So why didn't you just wait to bring it with you and you could eat it here, you know?
I mean, do you want me sitting here?
It would make such a mess. Other people do.
It would make such a mess on this table, like the everything bagel, just everything.
Yeah.
Would just be such a fucking disaster. I mean, you should see my car. I'm like sitting in an everything bagel special mess.
Yeah. And plus it's dangerous to drive like that, you know? So
it is dangerous
next
to drive
time, just
like
bring
that.
It. Look, you got a desk over there. You can sit, eat quietly. I'll do the show. And you'll just go...
nom, nom, nom. But no, I don't know. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about our guest yesterday and how he was telling us about, you know, the different kinds of meals you can make with condiments and everything.
Yeah.
And I was actually thinking that I'm pretty sure that you have never been in a situation where you've been that desperate for food.
No. No,
never.
I can't say I have.
And it's like I know that people make tomato soup out of the ketchup packets because I have a lot of like really broke, poor, homeless friends. I don't know why that is. But I was just thinking that, you know, we can
analyze that sometimes.
We can, but shut up. The point was we're both very lucky that we've never actually been, you know, in that bad of a situation where we've actually had to survive on condiments.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I first started dating the Franz, I brought him up with me on a road trip to Colorado. And at that point in my life, I was doing very well financially. And I took him on like this all-expense-paid vacation, you know, courtesy of me. And so I would take him out for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, drinks every single day, like nice restaurants.
Right.
But I just remember this one point we got to the restaurant in Colorado, and it was a gorgeous restaurant at the base of the ski resort. And you know, you go in there in your ski outfit and everything, but it's still a very, very nice place.
Mm.
Where normally you would be dressed up. But so I take him to this place, and it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. I turn around at one point, and he walked up to the buffet table with his big, like, bike messenger bag,
mm-hmm.
and he was swiping, like, the entire display of bagels what? Into his bag.
Wow.
I was so horrified. I was like, oh, my God, you've yeah. got to be kidding me. A, not only is his bag disgusting, and he's not even wrapping these bagels as he's swiping all of them into his bag. And then he moves on to the honey and the jam and the butter section.
That's embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. It was so fucking awful. I couldn't believe he was doing this. And then he comes back to the table and he's like, look what I got, honey. And he whips out the everything bagel and he's so proud of it. I was like, you are disgusting. I can't believe I'm dating you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My family would be mortified if you ever did this.
Yeah. You obviously go for class. So you,
fuck you.
So you get it.
Well, there's one thing you could say about me. I'm not vain or a gold digger or shallow.
Yeah. No, you're very down to earth, definitely. So what happened yesterday? I mean, did you guys make up or anything after the big fight?
Yes.
Where you told him you wouldn't suck him and
no, I told him he couldn't suck me.
Oh, yeah, that too. No, but then you said you were going to offer to do that or something, or suck him off, and then you said no. And
well, no, I forget what it was, but I think it was, you know, if he would come home at a reasonable hour, or if he would do all of these things, then, mm-hmm. you know, then,
oh, I, see.
Then
okay.
I might see him walk in the door at like 10 o'clock at night and be like, oh, hey, honey, like, so nice to see you, like, before 6:30 in the morning,
yeah.
you know, and then rip his pants off.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. So I got home yesterday and, oh, actually, no, right after I left the station yesterday, I got an email as I was walking to my car from the animal shelter. They have another foster kitty.
Oh, boy. And they always come to Mother Teresa. Here.
Oh, God. And this one had been in like an oil spill. So its whole little head what? And paws are just covered in like grease and oil.
Oh, wow.
It's the saddest little thing. Someone found it like under a house and it was just sitting in this pile of shit.
Can't they get it off it? Like cut off all his hair or something? No, really.
Well, they gave the actually what they do. What was that oil company that had that huge spill in the water?
Exxon. Yeah.
Remember how they had all the geese and all the wildlife?
Right.
Dawn dish detergent is actually what they used for that.
Oh, really?
Yep. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Just don't put it in the animal's eye.
Yeah.
So that's what I had to use when I picked up this pathetic little thing.
Aww.
I named it Mr. Nunu.
Yeah.
But so I go to pick up Mr. Nunu at the shelter. And by the time I get back to the house, you know, the cats are now my priority. And, you know, the Franz.
You can't say no to them, huh, when they offer you a
no.
cat.
No. Well, this one had already been there for 24 hours and no one else had taken it. I had said, you know, if no one else comes forward by 11:30 tomorrow, I'll come take it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I got the other one that way.
Mm.
But, yeah, I don't know. So I just kind of decided to forgive the Franz. It's just so much easier to forgive than to be angry.
Yeah, because you're looking for peace. But that's the point, is that now you become an enabler because there's no consequences.
I know, but, you know, it's just...
Because you like to keep everything in peace. I mean, I totally understand that. But you didn't get your point across. You didn't follow through, let's say.
I know. That's why... Yeah. Was
there an apology, at least?
Yes.
Oh, there was?
Yes.
Okay.
But then
he's going to turn around and do it again tomorrow.
But here's the other thing. I kind of made out with another boy over the weekend while my father and his girlfriend were in town.
Oh,
and so that
nice.
Has been racking my conscience. I've been so guilty about that. And I technically...
Yeah, so how can you fucking go and criticize him for coming home at 6 o'clock in the morning?
He didn't come home at all that day.
No, not that day, but the following day.
I know. I was just feeling like needy and lonely and neglected and just not really taken care of. Fuck you. Seriously. And then I have this other friend that I had met, and, you know, he's really cute, and he expressed an interest in me. And I was like, you know what? Fuck Franz. Like, someone else does want to make out with me and, like, you know, wants to shower me with all this attention. So you know what? If he wants to go off and be wasted on his bike ride until 6:30 in the morning, you know, I'm gonna hang out and make out with this cute boy.
Yeah, but when do you have time to feel lonely? I mean, you're constantly with people.
True.
Okay, so when the fuck, you know? Don't give me that excuse. Okay, you just were horny. You wanted to make out with a guy, and you did.
No, that wasn't it at all.
And you're not made to pay for it, so you'll do it again.
I like being surrounded with people all the time.
Right.
But so anyway, so after I went home yesterday with Mr. Nunu covered in oil, you know, Franz and I kind of start talking about these things, and I express like my anger, and then I was like, okay, well, you know what? Since I'm so angry, I'm going to tell you this. I cheated on you this weekend, which was really mean.
Yeah.
It was really mean. He cried. He had tears in his eyes.
Really?
And, he told me how betrayed he felt, and I don't know. But at the same time, you would think that he would break up with me at this point.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, fuck you. If you're going to cheat on me, then, you know, whatever.
But no, I didn't expect him to, because you guys have a very dysfunctional relationship.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay. I mean, I expected you to get up and leave many times, but you haven't, so.
But so then I was asking him, I was like, well, you know, I broke up with you this morning. And he's like, Susie, he's like, you break up with me every day.
Yeah, there you go.
he's like, I don't believe you. I was like, no, I really mean it this time. Yeah. And he said, Susie, I don't believe you, so stop it. Yeah. And so he basically, even if I mean it, mm-hmm. he just won't take me seriously. Therefore, it just seems like it will never end.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, because you don't mean it. Because if you meant it, you would follow through. I do mean it at the moment.
And then, like, he just doesn't take it seriously. And then eventually I give up and I'm like, oh, fuck it.
Susie, do you know why he's not taking it seriously? Have you heard of the boy that cried wolf?
Fuck you. I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Yeah.
How many times have I said fuck you this morning?
Yeah, you said it quite a bit because you don't like what I'm saying. I'm holding a mirror to you this morning.
No.
That's what it is. And you don't like what you're saying. But, you know, I mean, if you bring it up, I'm going to give you my opinion.
I know.
But have you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
You have?
By Rachel, the lesbian.
Right.
And then once very, very, very badly by one person right. over and over and over again. And I forgave him and I took him back and I forgave him and I took him back and I forgave him and I took him back.
Wow. I'm surprised.
Yeah, it actually, that ended up turning into a pretty ridiculous relationship. It was extremely passionate from both directions.
Right.
I don't know. The one time I found out that he was cheating on me, it was when I was off doing drill for the military every weekend. He was a major alcoholic and he was always out at the bars drinking. And as a bartender in that town, you know, people would come up to me and they're like, Susie, he's cheating on you. Like, while you were away this weekend, you know, he was doing this with this other girl, Holly, blah, 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 blah. And I didn't believe them at first, and so then I confronted my man.
And this guy is, like, doing it in front of everybody?
In front of everyone.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
But so I would ask him, and he would say, no, like, baby, like, that married couple that told you that, their marriage is just, like, going down the tubes, and they tell you that because they want you to leave me, because they want to get you in their bed, and blah, 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 blah. And so I would believe him. And then the next weekend, the same thing would happen. I would be told, you know, exactly what he was doing. And so then I had to find out for myself. So one day I finished my bartending shift and I was wearing these really cute black heels and a really cute black little dress. Mm-hmm. And so I went back to my apartment and I called him and I was like, Bri, where are you? He's like, oh, I'm down at the Riptide at this bar. I said, oh, okay, well, I'll come pick you up, knowing that he was wasted and that I was sober because I just got off of work. He said, no, I'll walk. And I was like, no, I'll come get you. And he's like, no, I'll walk. At which point, you know, my radar went off and I'm like, something's not right. And I'm like, okay, I'll see you when you get here. So as soon as I hang up the phone, I run down and I get in my car and I drive over uh-huh. to this other bar. And it's pouring rain. I pull up my car right behind this girl, Holly's car, the one he's apparently sleeping with.
Right.
And she is so ugly. I mean, her skin is just like, you know, she looks like a beast that's been beat up.
Sounds like a woman scorned.
Fuck you. Fuck you again. We need to count how many times I've said that today.
You must hate me today.
I really do. but no, I see her car like parked right in front of me and she's sitting in her car like doing her makeup. Mm-hmm. And so I get out of my car and I go and I knock on her window and she rolls it down. She's like, can I help you? I was like, hi, I just wanted to know if you're fucking my boyfriend. And she looks at me up and down. She's like, who's your boyfriend? And so I tell her and then she was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, okay. So I start to turn around and walk away and she's like, she gets out of her car and, like, tries to come after me. Like, she wants to fight me.
Really?
Yeah. And I just kind of look at her and I look her up and down. And I'm like, I don't even want to waste, like, my energy on you because you're just so pathetic and disgusting.
Yes.
And so I leave her standing there in the rain, like, the rain, like, wetting her mascara and, like, going down her face, making her even more beat up. But so I start walking. I have blood coursing through every vein in my body at this point, Sam, that just said, kill. Mm. Kill the motherfucker who's cheating on me and lying to me about it. That's the thing I don't like. I don't like being lied to. But so I throw open the door to the bar. And so everyone in there is, like, drinking, and there's music playing, and, like, Brian's mid-air throwing a dart, and he's got his pretty little blonde hair, And everyone in the bar is like, hi, Susie. You know, all the bartenders know everyone else, and all the alcoholics obviously know the bartenders. So I go running over to Brian, and I grab his pretty fucking blonde hair, and I rip him all the way in a backwards backbend down to the ground.
What?
And he's still holding the dart. And he's like, hi, baby. Hi. I'm like, did you sleep with her? And he's like, what? No, no. I was like, fucking tell me the truth, goddammit. Did you fucking sleep with her? And he keeps lying, no.
Yeah.
So I flip him over, and I have him on his hands and knees like a little dog
mm-hmm.
in the middle of this filthy bar room. And I still have him by the hair. I drag him out of the bar by his hair, crawling on his hands and knees. I swear to God, it was out of a movie. Like, the music turned off. Everyone just, like, stood still. No one tried to help or, like, stop this fight from going on.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got him outside, I dragged him crawling on his hands and knees across the street in the pouring rain.
Wow.
So now his pants are just covered in mud, and his hands are covered in mud, and I've got him by the hair, and
good
he's just...
Good for you, Susie.
But I bring him over to the girl, and I mean, did you fuck her? Mm-hmm. And he's finally like, I guess so. And I was like, what? I guess so. You guess so! Ah! And I let go of him for 1 second to, like, bring my hand back to, like, start beating the shit out of him.
Uh-huh.
At which point, he kicks off his shoes, and he starts running away from me for his life.
Uh-huh.
And he actually hid from me for, like, 4 days. And he mm-hmm. wouldn't even go back to his house because he knew I would find him and track him down and kill him because
yeah.
I was that mad.
So what did it make you feel? Why did you get that mad?
Because he lied to me, and he betrayed me, and mm-hmm. I just felt like a fool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because... I don't know.
Yeah.
No one wants to have that done or have everyone in the town know one thing and then just be like, oh, you know, she's an idiot. She's just letting him do it.
Okay.
She's such a fool.
All right, so let's turn it around. And
well,
make
I took
hate
him back
more.
Like 3 different yeah. times after that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
And each time it got worse and worse and worse.
I'm sure. If they do it once, they're going to do it again. But my question now is this, is that I'm glad you expressed such anger at this sort of thing, because now we're going to turn it around and ask you, have you ever cheated on someone? And we already know the answer because
yes.
you've mentioned it several times. Okay. So do you think they felt just as hurt as you were?
Well, a lot of the time I tried to shield it from them
mm-hmm.
And not tell them
oh.
just because I knew how much it would hurt certain people.
Right.
If the relationship was going badly and I wanted to have a way out of the relationship mm-hmm. without necessarily breaking up with them.
Right.
Like sometimes breaking up is very unpleasant. You know, it's
yeah.
not something that I really want to do. Therefore, cheating on someone and having them find out about it, then it kind of leaves them no choice but to break up with me.
Right.
So that way, it's like, oh, you know, he broke up with me
but
because
I was
bad.
But it's a terrible way to break
I
up
know,
with someone.
I know, I know. But sometimes, I'm telling you, I've tried all different kinds of ways to make people break up with me. And sometimes yeah. you've got to really push the envelope with that one.
Yeah, either that or you just come out and say. You know, because listen to what you just said. You're trying to get them to break up with you because you don't want to take the responsibility, maybe.
Mm.
You know? But...
It's like, but yeah. just what is it gonna take? So Franz and I kind of decided yesterday. It's like, okay, at this point, he's leaving for New York in 19 days, and you know, I'm going to Boston next week for a couple of days. I'm moving into my new apartment. We're just gonna kind of leave things status quo for now, whatever that means. You know, as I have his balls in my teeth,
yeah, beating each other up, all the
beating
time.
Each other up, and trying not to kill each other. And just kind of make things amicable for the time being.
Yeah.
Because it's much more pleasant than ripping someone's hair out.
That's true.
Which can be fun on occasion, yeah. but, you know.
You see, I think you need that kind of excitement. I think if you met someone down to earth and that, you would get bored with them. You know? You would get bored with a relationship. I think you need all these turmoil.
What kind of husband am I going to have? Seriously.
Oh, God. Well, you're going to have to make some modifications before you get married.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Or I'll have to, like, drug myself out completely to be married and just be, like, yeah. comatose and
well, you'll have to wait
like,
till you're
day.
Ready, you know? If you feel that you can stop your eyes from roving and stuff, maybe.
My eyes don't even really rove. I mean, they do to a certain extent, but I really haven't found all that many men that are interesting to me in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. I mean, usually there are a ton of guys that I have my eyes on, like, waiting in the wings, and it's like, okay, as soon as I'm done with this one, you're next in line.
Right.
And even Franzi yeah. knows that.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, seriously, Susie, he's like, I'm the longest person you've dated in a long time. and I was like, so? And he's like, so? That means I know you love me. I'm like, well, fine. But it doesn't mean I like you very much. I hate you, but I love you, so fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we I'm just perpetually fucked up.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
I've been in therapy my whole life, though.
No, but we'll do it on the air here.
This is my therapy.
Yeah, there you go.
I actually told Franz when I came back yesterday, and I was like, you know, trying to bathe, covered in oil, little kitty. I was like, Franz, I was like, don't you even care what I said about you on the radio today? And he's like, no, what'd you say? I was like, I went off about you for about 45 minutes to an hour and just kind of, you know, really, I was not very nice. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's okay.
Yeah,
I was like, what do you mean that's okay?
Well, nobody knows him. You know, what does he care?
Well, actually, a lot of our friends from our biking community listen to this.
Yeah,
that
but
know
they
both
probably know him, right? I mean, they know what he's about.
Actually, yes, they do know him. Okay. And they're all like, Susie, what the fuck are you doing with this, Franz?
Yeah, so you're not saying anything that people don't already know, you know? And
I know, but it's like airing your dirty laundry, like, across the world.
Yeah, well, that's what we're here for. But you know what? I think we should bring a panel in here. Mm. Like, we'll have Dr. Michelle and Gina come in, and we'll have Lucia come in, all the relationship experts we have on the station. And we'll start analyzing the shit out of you. And maybe that'll be interesting.
That could be fun, too. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Well, kind of similar thing yesterday for my next potential boyfriend, how we can have a panel of judges approve or deny.
Pre-screen the candidates.
Pre-screen the candidates. I think that really will be funny. The people I work for, it was their idea.
Yeah.
And actually, the husband's in advertising, so he knows what'll keep the numbers going up, so to speak.
But... yeah, we're going to have to find someone for you.
Mm.
But I don't think you're ready. I don't think you're ready. I think there's something... Well, I know there's something deeper in this, but that's not the place to sit and analyze you. I just enjoy hearing all this stuff, you know?
I know. The email I got from you yesterday, how many times did you say... Guess how many times you said, "Arr!" on the air. I was actually sitting in my statistics class when I got that email. And I should have been paying attention to statistics, but I got the email from you, and I'm just like,
So how's the statistics class going for you?
I have no idea.
Really? You hate it?
I don't hate it. I mean, I sit there and I tolerate it. I don't know. It's like...
But you start gazing into space after a while, don't you?
I start gazing off into space. And the professor, he's... Just the way he tries to explain things, he'll start with an example and, you know, he's like putting all of his data on the board. And I mean, for like the first 30 minutes that he's putting all this shit on the board, you have no idea why he's putting it on the board. Because he doesn't like give you a question to read about like... Right. Or a question to answer or what we're going to do with this data. And so he's just... You know, going off in his own little world and doing these things. And then he starts talking, and it's in this fucking Ukrainian language that's barely English. And
there
now he's telling us we've got a test next week. And it's like, a test on what? I haven't learned anything yet. We don't have any homework assigned. And he goes like crazy sporadically through the book. So that's kind of frustrating. So I can't even like follow through the book. And then he specifically told us if we do read the book, we won't understand what we're reading in the book. That's why we have to come to class.
Oh, man. You know, all these fucking teachers and college instructors, I mean, I don't know. It's like the biggest garbage out there they bring to teach, you know? And maybe these people are smart, but we've talked about this before. If they can't convey the message to you in a way that you can understand effortlessly, then fuck them.
I know.
You know?
It's like, why the hell did you go into teaching?
Yeah.
You
know, I mean, there's certain professions where you have to look at these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You really do.
I know. It's quite ridiculous.
Yeah, you work with the public. I mean, you have to make sure that the person can communicate. They have... And forget about interpersonal skills at all. None of them have it.
I know.
They have no fucking clue, you know? And...
Well, this is the same professor. Like, again, you know, students were asking him questions yesterday, and he's like, no, save it for my office hours. Oh, wait, I don't have office hours. Oh, no, send me an email. Oh, wait, I won't check my email. I delete.
Yeah.
So basically, he's just telling us he doesn't give a fuck about anyone in the class.
No, he doesn't.
And then he tells us, he's like, he made a mistake on one of his calculations, and one of the students caught it. And he was like, you see, if I make mistake, no big deal. If you make mistake on test, he says, you get F. I give you F with pleasure.
Oh, really?
And he's telling us that he's taking pleasure.
You're fucking in college, Susie.
I know.
This is not fucking middle school.
I know.
My God.
It drives me nuts.
They have no fucking clue, you know? And I don't know why they let these people work what they do.
Because they're desperate or because they're tenured or, you know, these are boring these are boring classes that are requirements for all majors for transfers to any school. And so they could just pick any fucking teacher to fill the spot.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They get those professors get away with a lot of shit, you know?
I know.
Because nobody's really monitoring what they're doing.
I know.
That's, yeah, that's pretty shitty.
I don't know.
I know. It's like they're wasting everybody's time, you know? I would be really pissed. I would be really pissed.
I agree.
You know? I mean, you have to learn all this material and you get an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
My bio teacher is really cute, though. I like him a lot.
Yeah?
He reminds me of Belky from Perfect Strangers.
Oh, yeah?
Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Was he from Brazil, Belky?
The character? No, I think he was from Eastern Europe or something, wasn't he? Yeah.
I don't know. Same
kind
of...
Like Ukraine or Georgia or one of those countries.
He's got a silly little accent like that, though, and he's got this crazy little, like, fluffy hair that's all curly, and he's got those... These, like, really dorky glasses going on, and his pants are pulled up really high, and he kind of, the way he talks is just, I should be careful because I did tell him about the radio show. Yeah. Whenever class gets boring, I'm like, I have a radio show, we talk about sex! And everyone in the class is like, what? We don't want to talk about cells anymore, Susie. Like, really? You have a radio show? And I'm like, yes! I'm like, we had a porn star on last week, and it was great! And the teacher's up at the front with his ruler, and he's like, Miss Suzanne. He's like, what did you say? And I was like, I said, sex, porn star, blowjob. And he's just sitting there, like, his face turning red. He doesn't know what to do.
But you know what they say? Those who can't teach. Okay? Mm. Those who can't teach. Okay? The ones who can't do something, they choose to teach. Yeah.
Hey, I was going to be a teacher for a while.
Yeah, well, I was one, but I soon realized
that... What kind of teacher were you?
I was a substitute teacher for middle schools and high schools.
That's not really a teacher.
Well, it is. I was trying to be.
You're
anyway.
More like a babysitter when you're a substitute
That's
teacher.
That's the thing. That's what I felt like.
No one takes
like
you seriously.
Like a policeman, yeah.
Like you're exactly like a policeman. You get to go in.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Actually,
I kind of
what?
Expected them to take me seriously, but I guess kids... Don't.
What makes you different than every other sub?
Yeah.
What did you do when you had subs when you were a kid?
Yeah. You're right. We did
throw things at their back. And like, as soon as you see a substitute teacher walk into a classroom, every kid in the room is like, yes!
That's true.
Fucking vacation today. We get to play.
That's true. And that's probably why they didn't like it, because I would make them learn.
Probably.
Rather than play.
Actually, you know, that's something I should probably get into. You only need to have 2 years of college in order to be a substitute teacher.
I can't remember, but
my sister used to do a lot of subbing when she would come home you know, for my stepdad in my mom's school district.
You'll hate it. You'll
no, it'll it, be I'm so much you. Fun if I get
that's
older
what
kids.
I thought that's what I thought it would
I'll
be
friends with them. I won't try and make them do any work. We'll have a grand old time.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you don't intend to teach. Well, in that case, no teacher is going to ask you to come in to sub for them, because they want to make sure somebody actually teaches the kids.
The teachers don't always have that option. It's usually an automated system that calls people that
sometimes.
Are... It's an automated system these days
but
that
you
just
see,
randomly picks people.
No, but it was back then too. But the thing is that there were teachers that liked me. So let's say, for example, the first time the system would call and I would take that job. It's like the computer calls you early in the morning and it tells you there's this assignment at that school. Do you want to take it? And... But then let's say I would take one, and then the teacher saw that I left a good impression with the students, or they saw I got everything done and all that. So they would call me back and have me come in every time that they had to leave.
I mean, it depends on the dynamic of the class and also like the subject matter and also the age group of the students.
Everything. But let me tell you, when you go into an honors class, it's a whole different ball game. It's such a pleasure to teach an honors class.
I can imagine.
Because these kids are like...
They want to learn. They want to be there. It's totally different.
And they're polite.
Mm-hmm.
They're well-mannered.
Yep.
You know? I guess it all goes together, you know? Like being smart and being a good student. And
that was actually something that I loved most about my boarding school, because every grade I'd been in up until that point, you know what I mean, the majority of the kids, it was actually you were popular if you were stupid. You were popular if you failed classes.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It was funny. it was a a competition to see who can get the lowest grade in the class.
Yeah, because it was nerdy to be a good student, right?
Exactly. And so all of a sudden, I went to my boarding school, and we had really tiny classes, and everyone was so excited to be in school, and everyone was so excited to like come and discuss the book, and everyone could facilitate a classroom discussion and a debate, and it was all just really, really good natured and. It was wonderful. And now, you know, at Santa Monica College, I'm not saying that the students aren't intelligent by any means, but I'm just saying no one really seems like they want to be there, and it really, really sucks when the whole class dynamic is just pulled down.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one in the class or one of the only two people that actually sits in the front row and wants to participate and wants to learn.
Right.
Because that's why they get fucking boring teachers like my math professor right now, because the student body sucks.
Yeah.
They're fucking pathetic and miserable.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to make another comment about well-mannered, polite people.
Uh-huh.
So when I was hanging out with the boy that I made out with, something that was just really nice about him, you know, the next day he's like, let me walk you to your car. Mm-hmm. He could have, like, stayed in bed and, like, slept all day.
Right.
You know, that's what usually Franz does. I'm like, okay, honey, I'm leaving. I'm going to work. Shut the fuck up. Like, why are you waking me up right now? You know, he was like, oh, let me walk you to your car. Let me open the door. You know, let me buy you your drinks this evening.
Yeah.
It was really fucking nice.
Are those things important to you?
They're not important to me, but, you know, it's just nice when it comes naturally from someone.
Right.
And you just get treated like a lady, and you just have these things. You have someone open the door or walk you to your car.
Right.
It just comes off, like, so nicely, and it's like, you come from a good family. Mm-hmm. You must have a good relationship with your mother. Like, I can tell that you're well-bred.
Right.
That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah.
But
you choose to go the opposite. You think the opposite of that.
We all know it's only a matter of time.
A ticking time bomb.
It's a ticking time bomb, yes. Oh, God.
Well, we're going to take another break. I don't see any guests here, but we should take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
Have you been living in a cave for the past decade? Do you not pay attention to anything or anybody around you? Don't own a TV or radio and never speak to people? Then you are needed now to serve on the O.J. Simpson jury. You see, defense lawyers don't like it for jurors to have a pre-existing negative opinion of their client, which can be a little tricky when you're OJ. That makes people like you, who somehow know zilch about pop culture, so valuable. Ask yourself these questions. Is a black guy really running for president? Do you believe Facebook is actually a book with faces in it? Do you think being Googled is a form of molestation? Deal or no deal? Are you willing to give your life just to have lunch with Johnny Depp? If you met a human named Gummy Bear, would you eat him? If you answered, I don't know, to any of these questions, call right away. 888-OJ-WHO? That's 888-OJ-WHO? Legal clerks are standing by.
LATalkRadio.com isn't just an internet address. It's the home of irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk. We say what we want.
One day I'll tell you how it feels like, a day when everything is alright. I'd like to give it to you easy, yeah, I'm just hoping you can feel me. You think you got it going on, girl, you move around in such a strange world. When everybody lets it all out, you keep it in because you're so proud. You should know the meaning of a girl. I could have told you love is getting old. Oh, you were there with flowers in your hair.
much to gay here. You know, the only thing more gay than me and Rad are the confines the FCC plates on terrestrial radio. That's why I tune in to the internet and listen to LA Talk Radio. It's better than sucking cock. Oh my.
And we apologize for George Takei's crude language. I don't know how he makes it into our show every time.
Oh, God. So, isn't it funny that I didn't know who he was
yeah.
a while ago?
Well, many people don't, but he sort of made a comeback now with Heroes and everything. And,
I know.
But he can thank Howard Stern for all of it.
Really?
Because they used to make so much fun of him that it was so funny. I mean, there was just like... phony phone calls to him and
oh no
yeah and all kinds of things. So then finally they invited him to the show and he came and he became like an occasional announcer. So excuse me. Every couple months or so he comes in and sits in for a few days. Excuse me.
Stop smoking.
God damn it. So what was I saying? Oh,
George Takei comes into Howard Takei. Stern.
Yeah, so now he's made a big comeback, and
you know what? That
and
was
he came out and said that he's gay and everything, and now they're getting married. He and his boyfriend of 20 years or something.
Some gay couples. I don't know. I find like when I was at the goth club the other night, there was this really. I think I was telling you like this Spanish matador looking guy dressed up in his costume. The way he was dancing was just so cute and so seductive, and he was dancing with his boyfriend and kissing his boyfriend. And I find that like I wasn't like repulsed by it. I thought it was fine and cute.
Uh-huh.
But other people, I don't know, like the sound of like George Takei and like his boyfriend getting married, that just sounds weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. Did you ever see like gay porn or anything like hardcore gay? I mean, it looks so wrong. See?
Like male gay porn?
Yeah. It looks so wrong.
I don't know. I even find it looks kind of wrong when you've got like two men and a girl in a porn.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like if you see like the girl and she's got like the two cocks like pointed at her face and like they're both like slapping her in the mouth.
I know. Just whip out your dick when it's hard in front of another guy. That's gay.
I kind of have an issue with that too. And especially because the guys are just kind of weird looking men anyway. I mean, they always kind of look like Fabio on like some weird level. And I'm just like, this is not really an attractive person. I don't know how any woman out there thinks that Fabio is attractive.
Really?
Ew.
I was gonna ask you.
He's so creepy.
Well, but when Nick was here the other day, he kind of looks like that too. I mean, he had his hair pulled back, but he's got pictures of muscular body with
the
long hair.
Actually, to be honest, I thought he was kind of creepy too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I thought you would go nuts over him.
No.
Really?
I definitely thought he was a little bit creepy.
Really?
And also not the sharpest pencil in the box, potentially.
Well, yeah, but he's fine. He's a big fan, by the way.
He of our show?
He keeps writing me and stuff, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And, he's coming out with... that's Nick Manning we're talking about, the adult star. And he's coming out with a mainstream movie now. Remember, he was talking about it. So I guess they're launching that this week. I've been getting all kinds of press releases.
I guess I just don't go for, like, hyper... or think hyper-masculine men are that attractive. If they're, like... that huge and that buff and that...
Yeah. Is that too much for you?
It's too much for me. Yeah. Or if their hair's longer than mine, I don't know. I mean, not always. Sometimes it works for someone.
Yeah. I thought women fall for that shit every time, man.
No.
For that long hair.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Really? You don't like
it? No,
really?
Definitely don't.
Wow. That's amazing. I found something weird that you don't like.
I know. My sister's always kind of gone for, you know, the big football player like man that's like really manly with all these muscles, you know, that could put his arm around her and like squish her in one hug.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never ever gone for that. I always go for men that are like usually my height or sometimes even like an inch or two smaller. Right. Like smaller frames, you know, sometimes not built, but you know, muscular.
Fit.
Like they've got to be able to walk up a hill with me. Actually, speaking of that, I had this one boyfriend once upon a time, and he was pretty overweight, and he used to sweat a lot, too.
No.
This isn't going anywhere good.
Fat people usually sweat a lot.
I know. Yeah. But so I brought him on a ski vacation with me to Colorado for my birthday. Actually, Janique and I were having our 25th birthday party together. So this was, I guess, 2 years ago now going on.
Uh-huh.
So I bring him out to Colorado with me, and all of a sudden, I realized it was a mistake because I have a ton of ex-boyfriends out in Colorado that I'm still really good friends with, and they're all super, super judgmental of any other man that I bring, like, into their life so that they can, like, pass judgment on.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because, you know, they're all comparing this person to them, and they're like, oh, you know, well, she used to date me, so the next guy's got to be, like, super cool or super hot.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I show up with kind of a fat slob. and they're like, Susie, what are you thinking here? Where have you gone wrong?
Yeah.
But so this particular boyfriend, as soon as I brought him to Colorado, I immediately decided that I hated him and that I was just fucking stuck with him in Colorado and I was trapped and I had no way out and this absolutely sucked. but so he wanted to bring me to Aspen for my birthday, just the two of us, and we were going to go stay in a hotel. And I didn't want to leave Janique and I didn't want to leave all my other friends. But at the same time, I was like, don't be an ungrateful little brat. You know, your boyfriend that I chose, you know what I mean? This is all my doing. He wants to be sweet and take me on this little like ski vacation up in Aspen just for the night. So fucking suck it up and go. So I suck it up and I go. And I was so mean to him, Sam. That next day when we decided we were going to go skiing, it was a really, really warm day. And I was like, you need to put sunscreen on. I was like, with your Irish complexion, you're going to absolutely burn. And our birthday party was that night. And so we had to drive back up to Vail. So he puts a ton of sunscreen on. He puts SPF 50 on his face, okay? I didn't even know they made SPF 50 like that high, like for adults. So he puts it all over his face. And then he tells me, he's like, oh, I'm going to wear this jacket. I'm like, why? It's like 80 degrees. Not really 80 degrees, but I'm like, all right, fine, wear whatever you want. So we get to the top of the mountain. And it is so hot, and he just starts sweating on the chairlift, and he's sweating and sweating and sweating.
Oh,
so we start skiing, and I decided to be such a little bitch. I took off like a fucking rabbit, and I was like, choo, 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 all the way down to the bottom of the hill, and I wouldn't stop once for a break. And I see him behind me, like, struggling, trying to catch his breath, and he's, like, leaving a trail of sweat behind him as he's trying to keep up with me. I swear to God, I almost, you know how, like, a big dog doesn't really live that long because it'll have a heart attack? I'm kind of equating that to this poor boyfriend. You know, he was a big dog.
Really?
And I seriously was, like, trying to kill him, dragging him down the mountain that fast.
Yeah.
But so we get to the bottom, and he had sweat off all of his sunscreen. Then his whole face blistered.
Yeah.
Because from the sunburns. So now I had to bring him to my birthday party as my boyfriend, you know, the fat, sweaty blob, who now his entire face is, like, sun blisters.
Oh, wow.
The pictures are just so awful. And, oh, but with huge, like, sunglass tan. Yeah. And then just, like, blisters all around.
Oh, God, I can picture this.
Yes, I've never lived that one down. From now on, Janique's like, you're never allowed to bring another boyfriend to Colorado ever again.
So what's the common denominator here? I mean, what is it that you look for in a guy?
Actually, it's funny.
Because obviously it's not the looks.
It's funny you mention that.
Yeah.
Most importantly, I like a good heart. Mm. And all of them, I would say, the common denominator of all of the men, the men I've loved before.
So that explains it now.
They have to have a good heart, first and foremost. Yeah. I don't know. I had this whole list once upon a time. I took this History of the American Family class back in Massachusetts, and the professor was really, really cool. He was this kind of, he comes off as like a miserable, grumpy old man, but he actually really, really, really made me think, and I really just enjoyed my time in that class. But one of our assignments was to go home and write, you know, one or two pages on what we desired in our mate for the rest of our life, for our lifelong, you know, our lifelong mate. So I went home that night and I started writing and I went crazy. It was like, I want someone who won't stop until I come. I want someone who will tickle my feet every night before I go to sleep. I want someone, you know, who will support me no matter what I do. I want someone that understands that I'm crazy and this and that and blah, 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 blah. You know, I also had, but I had a lot of sexual things in there too. So I show up in class the next day, and we were going to go around the room, and everyone was going to read their piece.
Right.
And so the first person gets up, I want someone who's funny. I want someone who has a good sense of humor. I want someone who's nice. Next person. I want somebody who's funny, and I want someone that you know, like, really makes me laugh, and
it's always about the makes me laugh.
But people are just finding like five different ways of saying this going around the room, and the professor gets to me, and I stand up, and I'm like, I want someone that's got similar like religious views as me, someone that wants to have kids. I want someone that's this and that. Da da da. I want someone that won't stop fucking me until I come. And I said this in class, and everyone
you did?
I did. everyone in class was like, ah! Just completely shocked. And yeah. Everyone stopped. And then they turned and they stopped looking at me and they all looked at the professor. Uh-huh. And everyone was holding their breath, like waiting. And the professor stood up and he starts clapping like this. And I was kind of like, oh, phew, I'm safe on that one. Yeah. I thought I had gotten the assignment wrong, like when I heard everyone else's response. And he actually told the class, he was like, Susie, give me your paper. He laminated it for me because he said I was the only one in the class that was actually going to have a successful marriage because really? I knew exactly what I wanted. And that's what he said. He's like, you're the only one in this class that's going to find a mate and have a successful marriage. Yeah. Contrary to that, look at me now.
Yeah.
I think I need to find that paper and put it on my fridge and read it every day.
Yeah, but you're not looking for a husband now, are you? I mean, are you ready to get married? You're not?
No.
Okay, so don't worry about it. When do you think you'll be ready to get married? I mean, do you envision yourself married at a certain age?
I don't know. I still really see myself sometimes as a little kid in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look in the mirror and I'm like, I'm old. I'm like, when did that happen? Yeah. Kind of freaking out about this. And it's like now, especially now that I go home like every year, only like once a year. Mm-hmm. And it's like my family sees me a year older every single year with all the partying I do. Jesus. Who knows what kind of toll it's been taking. But so I worry about that. And I'm like, you know, when am I going to get married? Like, when will I be ready?
Yeah.
And it's just interesting because I love kids so much, and I definitely want to have at least one or two of my own, and then maybe adopt some after that. Who knows? But I don't know. I've not really been too successful finding an appropriate husband.
Yeah.
So I might have to make it rich on my own and just start finding a sperm donor.
There you go. That's terrible. You know, I mean, I know.
Why is that terrible?
But let me tell you, I know this woman who did exactly that. Mm-hmm. She decided that
she's going to
have
a
baby in her 40s or something.
Well, her time was up.
Well, it doesn't matter. But she had it before. She had it when, I guess, she was in her 30s.
Okay.
So now she's got a teenage girl. But you can see that they're like attached at the hip almost. I mean, they're like
the mother and the daughter?
Yeah, they're up each other's ass all the time. And,
in a good way, though?
No, I don't think it's a good way. I don't think it's a healthy way at all.
Okay. You know?
And I think that's what happens. You know, I think, and not only that, but I think it's unfair to the child to bring him into the world knowing they're not going to have a father. You know, and
so at least long a biological as they have a loving and caring,
that's
know,
what
social
think.
Support system.
That's
you know,
what
if they've
you
got
think.
Good a grandparents, kid. If they've got you know aunts and uncles that are surrounding them, and tons of friends. I mean, if you're an antisocial, miserable bitch, and that's why you don't have a boyfriend or a husband, and that's why you had to resort to the turkey baster, yes, that poor fucking kid. Because the mom's going to, it's like, you know, the crazy cat lady that's like, oh, these are my babies. Yeah. That's her baby, and she's going to be, like, living for this child.
Right.
But I do think, on the other side, that if you have a loving social support system with a lot of people that are caring about you, that you can actually make it work. Like, I support lesbian couples or, you know, gay couples that want to adopt kids or have kids on their own in this way. So long as you've got people that are out there, like, caring for you, it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I think so.
I don't know. I know that that single-parent families often have problems, you know, because you need the balance. And I think it's a selfish thing. I personally think it's a selfish thing to have a baby without a husband.
Well, you're the traditionalist over here.
That's true.
I picture you only having sex like missionary style. Like,
fuck you.
I'm serious.
Fuck you.
No, like, the woman's place is in the home. God damn it. Why does your wife have a black eye? She didn't do the dishes. Fuck her. You know, I just...
I'm totally not like that. I'm totally not. I mean, I just have
you
some
totally
traditional
are.
Values.
You totally
look,
are.
But
and it's fine. Not, that's why there are different people in the world.
No. I mean, look, I don't deny it. I mean, certain things I'm very straight about and stuff. But sex is not one of them, by the way. Okay? I mean, just because I'm not into anal, which we've seen some
women... I'm not either.
And because... No. I've always been... I mean,
I
as sexual
like
as
word.
I am... As sexual as I am, what word don't you like?
Anal.
Oh.
Ew, I don't even like that word.
gross. Back door.
Take it up the ass. Ew. Yeah.
I know. It's terrible. But no, so that's not it. But look, I happen to think, and just objectively, that it's not fair to the child to bring them to the world knowing they're not going to have a father.
Think about all these kids that are brought into the world that have fucked up fathers, fathers that beat them or sexually abuse them. I would much rather bring a child into a world without a father.
Yeah, but you never know what's going to happen when you bring the child, you know? I mean, it's not like...
You never know what's going to happen when you marry someone and then you, like, have their baby. And all of a sudden, you thought they were the greatest guy in the world and they turn out to be, you know, a miserable prick.
Yeah.
So you can never, ever know.
And how many welfare moms are like that, that decided to have a kid?
Well, those welfare moms aren't going out and getting a sperm donor and having, you know, they got knocked up by someone and had no choice but to have the kid. Mm. On many different levels, you know?
Yeah.
So those aren't the ones that we're talking about. We're talking about, like, educated, smart women mm-hmm. that have not found a man that's equal to them or worthy of them. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, as a woman myself, and I've gone through the egg donation process, mm-hmm. some of the parents that I've donated to, you know, one woman had already adopted a child, mm-hmm. and she loved that child so much. But, you know, as a woman, she felt that she needed for herself, you know, before she could die, mm-hmm. That she wanted to actually be pregnant and go through the process of actually giving birth to someone.
Okay, so go through the trouble of finding a fucking husband.
Well, these women have been trying to find husbands, I'm sure, you know, but there's a dearth of, like, worthy men out there.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't think it's a healthy thing for the kids. But that's just my opinion. I mean, look, you know, you donated eggs, so you have a different perspective on things, you know. But
I just haven't been having so much success finding a husband, therefore.
But you're not looking. Are you looking for a husband now?
Well, if one happens to fall out of the sky, maybe I would be looking.
Because you're still young. I mean, you might feel later that you haven't... Well, you've done a lot in your life already. You're not going to feel like you missed out on anything.
Definitely not. Yeah. Except having a kid. You know, that's one of the few things left. Like, if I die tomorrow, that would be one of the things that I would miss out on most. Or that I would be saddest about not having done. Yeah. I don't know. But my sister, on the other hand, I really would love to have her at the station. I wish she didn't live so far away.
Yeah.
She's so cool. I love her.
Well, she can at least call.
I know, but she's got such weird hours, like doing a residency. So usually whenever I'm awake, she's sleeping or she's in, like, the emergency room or, you know, doing something, rescuing people's lives. Well, here I am yabbering away. But all of her friends are getting married at this point, and she's 28. And, you know, she's so busy doing the whole med school thing that, and she won't admit this to me, but I really feel like she thinks that, you know, her time is, like, tick, 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 ticking away. Yeah. And she had two other boyfriends that she really was in love with, and I really thought that they would get married. But I don't know. It's just, it's different for a girl or a woman.
Yeah.
Once you reach a certain point. But
that's true. Yeah.
I feel like she just has this burning, like,
need. And if you are going to have kids, you probably should get married now, you know, when you're still young and everything. You know?
Yeah.
You don't want to be an old parent, you know.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
And
besides, if you want two or three, then you'll have plenty of time to bring more, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't see you being married. I can't see anybody
putting up with my shit.
Yeah, pinning you down for 2 seconds, you know.
Oh, I know, I know.
But
there's got to be someone out there.
No, I mean, there's plenty out there, I'm sure. But if you want someone to,
I'm a really good little home baker.
Yeah,
that was actually my nickname in seventh grade, or my AOL Instant Messenger name, Susie Q Home Baker. I would bake cookies every day before class because I hated changing for gym, and so I ended up, like, blackmailing the teacher. She loved my cookies so much, she never made me participate for the whole year, and she gave me an A just for giving her cookies all year.
Nice.
So I was Susie Q Home Baker. I make a mean pot roast.
Sounds good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, there was a couple other things in the news that I wanted to bring up. I mean, get this, okay? The White House is reportedly going to take a new approach in the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Okay? It's like, why now?
Why today?
Why now? Yeah, you guys are leaving in a couple months, you know?
What is their new approach?
Is this, I don't know. But, I mean, is this like the most ridiculous fucking thing you've ever heard? I mean,
A little late.
Now they're deciding to take a different approach. You know?
That's so crazy.
So I don't understand. I mean, this government is like just pathetic. Pathetic. And this whole time that we've been looking for him, it's been Mr. George Bush, you know, at the helm and stuff. So, and you can see how far we got. So fuck that. Actually, I didn't want to talk about this. But there was... listen to this. Now, Jessica Alba, what do you think of her? I mean, to me, she seems like totally non-sexual. You know, when you see her, she's very beautiful and everything.
Yeah.
But she seems like, you know, she would never show a part of her body. I mean, although she's been in bikinis and stuff in movies. But she just seems like, I don't know, I can't picture her having sex or anything. But apparently
I kind of agree. Like some stars, you could just totally imagine them just getting down and dirty and being kind of crazy
in
the bedroom.
She's kind of prude and stuff, you know.
And she's such a big sex symbol, too.
Yeah?
Like, I think she did, like, a Maxim spread and all this other stuff. And
she is pretty, but I don't know. She's pretty, but I don't find her attractive. Like, it's not someone I would be excited to be with, you know?
And she kind of has, like, that Latina aspect to her that I'm not really that fond of.
Did you ever see the series that launched her? It was Dark Angel. Yeah, it was by James Cameron, and he did like a sort of a futuristic series, and she was sort of like created in a laboratory.
That's actually kind of, you know, I haven't seen that, but that's kind of how I still see her.
Really?
Like, you know, just going through the motions and just kind of like, you know, being a real life kind of robot kind of person.
Yeah, unfeeling.
That just doesn't really, have any, have that much emotion or anything behind her.
Yeah, I know.
That's interesting you said that.
I know. But that's the role, And so apparently she appears nude, covered only with black tape across her breasts and mouth in an ad to encourage Americans to vote.
How would that occur to Americans to vote?
I have no fucking idea. Maybe to grab attention or something.
Well, hey.
Yeah. Or, wait a minute. So they cover... Okay.
It's like saying, I walked topless for, I don't know, for cancer. Woo! And so for breast cancer. What did that do? Nothing. It just got more lecherous men to stare at my boobs.
Yeah, there you go. It didn't take much for you to walk around topless.
Shut up.
And then some government employees are accused of having sex with oil industry officials.
I heard about that.
Yeah, and accepting drugs from them, too.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm just kidding.
What a wonderful government we have.
I know, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Actually, that's something that I was reading about in my Newsweek article about Palin, about how she's stopping a lot of corruption from the oil companies and things like that. She found out about a lot of gifts that they were giving to certain people, you know, so that they would vote certain ways, and she actually stopped it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. She just seems like a good moral person.
Yeah, she does. She really does. She looks like an apple pie mom.
But she's got some fire behind her. I mean, I really kind of, I don't know, I see that fire in her eyes, and I kind of like it.
Let me tell you, she's the only chance the Republicans have. I mean, she definitely reignited their campaign.
Absolutely. But the cover of this week's Newsweek says paleontology.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about that.
The front cover,
Equating her to any kind of, like, cultish ology out there. But seriously, it's definitely starting a following.
Yeah. I know. People like her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
They're talking about Paris Hilton. There's a new documentary about her.
I love her. I don't care what anyone says. I just love her.
Well, apparently she says she loves to sleep in bed in the morning while her hair and makeup get done.
Ah, that would be my dream.
Now, how can you sleep if your hair is getting done? And your makeup? How can you possibly?
Well, if you have long hair, you can kind of like just lay down. Oh my God, that would be so wonderful.
Yeah.
With like your hair like kind of like hanging over the edge.
Yeah.
Ah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
In a perfect world.
Yeah.
I just love having my hair done by other people. Not so much my makeup, but definitely my hair.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm actually really excited about, going back to my old hairdresser in Boston.
Oh, nice.
I just got a text message from my friend I'm going to visit. He's like, should I make you a hair appointment? And I was like, yes.
Cool. But you're not getting it any shorter than this, are you?
It's just different style.
Different style?
Why are you so worried about me cutting my hair shorter?
I'm not so worried about it.
You're not cutting it shorter, are you?
No, because, I mean, look, most men like long hair, and I think you look very cute in this hairstyle, you know? And then I saw your pictures from your dyke years, and it didn't look as good.
Well, that was a dyke year.
Yeah. Okay.
So you saw all the pictures with the longer hair, and you like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I like the way it is now, you know? I mean, you don't want it any shorter.
It's just going to be shaped differently. How's that?
Okay, whatever. Whatever, you got my permission.
Okay, good.
A 50-year-old A 54-year-old man from Wisconsin says he's eaten a McDonald's Big Mac every day for 36 years.
Ew.
For a total of 23,000 burgers, and he saved every receipt.
Ew.
Yeah. And ladies, the good news is that he's single.
Oh, God. Is he obese?
No. I don't think so. They don't say anything about his weight.
Oh, my gosh.
A Big Mac every day. What is it, like 1,000 calories, 800 calories for a Big Mac?
I don't know. I ate McDonald's the other day. Whenever I do that, I really, really, really like their honey mustard sauce. I'm addicted to it, so I just love getting the chicken nuggets just so I have an excuse to eat the honey mustard. But whenever I'm there, I get like the 6-piece chicken nugget and then one of those tiny cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
And then I throw out the buns. And it's so, so, so good with that orange high C juice. I feel like a little kid. I was only allowed to have McDonald's once a year when I was a little kid.
Oh, poor
and
girl.
It's a good thing. But
kids love McDonald's, you know?
I know, but once a year, my sister and I would get so excited for our Happy Meal and our high C, and we're like, yes! And to this day, whenever I'm miserably hungover, it's like, McDonald's. That high C is like so hydrating and refreshing. And,
really?
Oh, God, those chicken nuggets. But then you feel nasty afterwards.
Oh, yeah, McDonald's.
You just feel like you want to kill yourself. You're like, why did
I
do
yes,
that?
And when you eat it, it's like plastic. It's like friggin' foam or something, you know?
Actually, Franzi was saying the other day, he was watching a McDonald's commercial or something, and it kept saying, 100% real beef, 100% real beef. Yeah. And it's like, well, what would it be if it wasn't 100% real beef? Like, what are those other people selling over there? And, you know, it's definitely not 100% chicken.
No, but they put, because they put all kinds of shit in it, you know, like in hot dogs and stuff, you know? So, I don't know. No, I'm not saying McDonald's does. I'm just saying that when you're asking about what do other people do,
I don't want to know the answer to these things.
Yeah.
It's the worst when you get something and you bite into it and it's got like that cartilage crunch. And you just your teeth kind of bounce off of it and you're just like, whoa. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Something like that actually happened to me when I was in Zimbabwe. You know, being the fat American that I am, once I made Simon take me for a day in the life of Simon and bring me into Victoria Falls, you know, we'd been walking around in the sweltering African heat for, you know, like 8 hours, and the fat American wanted lunch, you know, I'm fucking hungry. As I'm watching, like, all these emaciated African people walking around, and I felt really, really badly about this.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? My body's accustomed to having a certain number of calories per day and water. Yeah. And so I really, really needed lunch. And so while I'm feeling guilty about this, I tell Simon, I'm like, can you please take me somewhere for food right now? And he's like, okay, I take you to this casino. And he's like, you get a nice American lunch. And I'm like, dude, I did not fly 30 hours to Zimbabwe on an airplane with a lot of people that don't wear deodorant to come have a nice American lunch. I'm like, take me to where the people go. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Famous last words. I wish I could have eaten those words for lunch.
Yeah.
Because what I got instead, Sam... Oh,
really?
It was this place called Mama's Kitchen, and there was like one little window with no window in it, just like a little cutout in this little like hut. And so I walk in, and we're the only ones there, and they've got like a little board saying what the specials were. And so I'm like, oh, you know, I'll have this. And they're like, oh, no, we only have one bowl of stew left. That was the only thing left in this entire restaurant, one bowl of stew. And I was like,
I'll have the stew.
How bad can, you know, I'll have the stew.
Yeah.
So they didn't have any Coke. So Simon left and left me with our driver in this restaurant while I'm sitting in the window to go get a Coke for me. So the fat American can have her Coke. And so I'm sitting there waiting for my stew to come. And all of a sudden, like, it comes out and it smells really good. And I'm just like, oh, hell yeah, this will be awesome. They put it down in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was like out of Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom.
Oh, my God.
You know, when they got the soup with, like, the blood soup with the eyeballs floating in it.
With the eyeballs, and then you had the monkey brains and stuff.
Oh,
really?
Oh, my God. So I'm looking at it, and there are pieces of bone with cartilage, with fur from, like, various animal parts. There were organs.
But you got what you asked for.
Holy
shit.
You
wanted to eat like the people do.
And so, because, like, I'm a white girl, like, sitting in this window, and, you know, take me to where the people go. And all of these African kids had just gotten out of school, and so they're in their little uniforms, and they come running down the street, and they see this white girl in this big hat, you know, sitting in the window, and they all come rushing into the little building, and they're all gathered around me, and they're looking at me with their huge, hungry eyes, staring at, like, the last fucking bowl of stew, and I'm looking at the last bowl of stew, wishing to God I had kept my fat mouth shut and gone to get my American lunch. And so I'm eating around the stew, and I'm, like, getting a bite of rice, and I'm like, But, oh, God.
Oh, man.
So talk about things that are in food.
Yeah.
I just don't even want to know half the time.
I know, I know. You really have to worry about that when you go places, you know?
You're telling me.
Yeah.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. Those poor people, though. So I ended up, like, having a couple bites and being like, oh, thank you, I'm full, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretending I'm an anorexic American now. But I take one bite and then I'm going to throw it up.
Oh, well.
Have you ever had an experience like that?
No.
No.
No. Can't say I have.
They don't serve shit like that in Israel?
No.
Really?
Israel's got very good
no,
food.
No, I don't care what you say. A gefilte fish is not a good food.
No, that's not Israeli food. That's like Jewish stuff, you know.
What's the difference?
Israeli is a nationality.
Oh.
And Jewish is a religion. So it would be just like...
But aren't all Israelis Jewish?
Actually, no.
Really?
There's some Christians there. There's some Muslims there. Yeah. But it's a Jewish state, yes. But when you talk about... But Israeli food is different from what they would call Jewish food. Okay?
So Israeli food isn't kosher?
No, it is. It doesn't have to be, but most places are because many people won't eat unless the restaurant is kosher, you know. But which means you don't cook in the same dishes, the meat and the dairy and stuff like that.
That's so stupid. Why?
Yeah. There's some biblical reasons to it. I'm not going to get into it.
If it's all going to fucking go in your stomach, get over it.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, I have a theory about that also, but that's sort of on a tangent. So, but they have more Middle Eastern foods. That's what you have, like the hummus that you were eating.
Baba ganoush.
Yes, falafel, shawarma.
Tabbouleh.
Yeah. See, all these things, yeah. And
that's not so bad then.
No, not at all. I mean, they have excellent, excellent food in Israel. And all the dairy products are just amazing, you know. It's like they don't have all the preservatives that they do here. I mean, they do some, but not a lot. So it actually still, the food retains the smell and the taste and everything, you know. It's like, it just seems like food here has become so sterilized, you know, almost. Like it's, I don't know.
I know.
You know, it's like you cut an apple or a peach or something. It doesn't smell like food.
It doesn't smell
like fruit, you know?
I know,
but
I know.
It's supposed to.
Well, we were talking...
Food's supposed to smell like food.
Well, we were talking yesterday in my biology class, you know, about... You know, how the stomach breaks down certain things and how certain enzymes do this and do that. And then we got to, like, glucose and fructose.
Mm-hmm.
And then I raised my hand, and the professor was telling us how fructose can't be broken down in your stomach. And so I raised my hand. I'm like, is that why, you know, what do they say? Fructose corn syrup is bad for you. Or why people are always like, ooh, it has fructose corn syrup. Don't drink that or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And do you know why, that's bad for you?
Mm-mm.
Apparently, it's genetically engineered corn that you actually cannot eat because it's not actual edible corn.
Mm.
But they actually just use, you know, certain ingredients from this corn to make this fructose corn syrup.
Wow.
So it's actual, it's not even fucking real corn. People can't eat it. And so, but then they take bits of it out. And then the rest of it, they feed to cattle. They can't feed it to us. And then we in turn eat these fucking cows, you know? And so that's completely not nutritious either.
Yeah.
So it's actually really kind of disturbing the state,
the
state of food right now.
I know. It really does. You know, I mean, you even walk into like a McDonald's, the food does not smell like food. You know how food is supposed to really smell like food? It's supposed to have a strong smell.
Like when I walk into my grandmother's kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
How it's just the happiest, warmest, squishy feeling in the world walking into Grammy's kitchen.
Yeah, you know, if you go to home-style restaurants and things like that, you know, home cooking and all that, you smell the food. You can taste it, you know, but you go to these fast food places and my God.
I'm getting hungry.
I know, me too. I haven't eaten anything all day. You know what I like? Did you ever have Trimana hamburgers? Have you ever heard of it?
They
have
one
down here. It's a fast food place.
Trimana?
Yeah. Or Trimana, whatever.
No, I haven't heard of it.
It's a chain. They have a few of them. And they have one down here. And it's actually like the best.
No, In-N-Out Burger is the best.
Nah.
Yeah, you don't like In-N-Out Burger?
It's pretty good. But you haven't eaten these. Okay? I mean, they'll put anything on the hamburger you want. They have special different hamburgers. Yeah, In-N-Out is just like two items on the fucking menu, and that's it. Hamburger and fries.
And I actually don't like their fries. Their fries are way too healthy.
Nobody likes their fries. They're dry.
They're totally just healthy.
Yeah. Are they?
It's like, if I wanted to eat healthy, I would make a baked potato at home by myself.
Yeah. You see, Tremana has excellent fries, and they have a lot of different sauces for the fries.
Ooh.
If you like sauces. They have like a French fries sauce, which is kind of like Thousand Island, but better.
You know? I definitely like Thousand Island. Yeah. That's what I like about In-N-Out Burger. I get protein style, extra onions, extra pickles, animal style, which is the Thousand Island sauce.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about that the other day, and it's like, protein style, animal style. It's like, that just sounds fucking dirty. That is completely wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you like it? Animal style. How do you like it? Protein style. Protein shake. Oh. But seriously, like, you hear people up there ordering, and it's just like, that is just downright dirty.
Yeah.
And we're talking about food here, for Christ's sake.
No, but we'll have to go there once. I'll bet you'll find something you like there. They have, like, all kinds of sandwiches. They have great salads, you know, like a Cobb salad or something. Really good.
Wow.
And, yeah, but you know what? They fucking close at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. They're closed here.
Ay-yi-yi.
Yeah, I had eaten that at a different location, and it's pretty good. But you know what? I am getting freaking hungry, too. Fuck.
I can't wait until I get to Boston. I can't wait. Mm. My friend owns one of the biggest seafood restaurants pretty much in the country.
Really?
And so I am going to go eat lobster and lobster and, did I say lobster? And caviar and caviar and lobster and then steamers.
Well, are you going
to and crabs.
Okay, but are you going to have some lobster, though?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes.
You're going to have any?
I think I'm going to have lobster stuffed with lobster. Actually, that is on the menu.
Yeah.
So I think I will just have that. And then with some lobster bisque. Oh, my God. Do you see how happy I look over here? Oh, that's one of the things I miss most about that area is all the good fucking fresh seafood.
Cool. So you go on Wednesday and you come back, what, Sunday?
Saturday. Yes, yes. I've got an important bike ride I need to be back for Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Usually it's pretty cool, though, to have a day off after a trip also, so you don't have to go right back to the routine.
Yes, I've got a lot of homework I've got to do, too, so something's got to go. I guess it'll be sleep this time.
Or you can do some on the plane also.
I always plan to do that on the plane, but then as soon as I get on the plane, you know, I'll probably like get stoned before I get on the plane because going through security sober is completely miserable. I actually, I took ecstasy once, like when I was leaving Vancouver, coming back to the States because I completely forgot I had a pill of it in my wallet. Uh-huh. And I was at security and I was about to go through and I'm like, oh no, what if they find drugs in my bag? I'm like, this will be great. I'm like, what do I do? Look left, look right. Swallow. That was the worst plane ride ever because I was wedged in between these two fat men. Uh-huh. I always get wedged in between two fat men. Like, why?
Really?
Why? All the time. And I'm like,
well,
I'm
gotta reserve your seat and ask for a window or
try. Like, I just reserved my plane ticket to Boston, and every seat that was left open was a middle seat.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, so I'm rolling my face off on the plane, like, next to these fat men. I'm like, touching myself. I'm like, ooh. Oh, that feels nice. Like, chewing on the ice, just like smiling and drooling on myself. They probably thought I had like Down syndrome or something. It's all like, nee. But it definitely made for an interesting plane ride, I will say.
Yeah. So now they don't serve food in airplanes anymore, huh?
No.
Yeah, not even blankets now? You have to pay for the blankets?
I know. It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, well. Bring your own food, bring your own blanket, bring your own drinks.
I don't really mind bringing my own food so much. That's actually not the worst part because usually airplane food kind of sucks anyway.
It really does. Although sometimes they really have good food, you know, especially on the overseas flights, you know.
On the overseas flights, they're not so bad. And I found if you order vegetarian options, they're pretty good too.
Either that or the kosher one also. You see, I don't keep kosher, but when you ask for it, you get served first,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so
you're
that's
so
why
spoiled.
You do it.
You're like me.
Who wants to wait? You know.
I know. Oh goodness.
But planes are not what it used to be. It used to be fun to fly. I used to love to fly when I was a kid.
I used to hate to fly when I was a kid.
Really?
I actually just started liking flying about a year ago, and it's only because I've been traveling so much lately.
Yeah.
I actually missed 20 planes last year. I think I told you before.
20 planes?
20 planes last year alone. Some of them I missed purposely. You know, I was having a really good time and I didn't want to go home. And I'm like, I'm just not going to get on the plane.
Really?
Other ones I missed at the airport, like sleeping at the airport. It became a little bit of a habit.
Wow.
It's pretty funny. That was my New Year's resolution this year, and I think...
I bet you weren't the ones paying for the tickets. If you had been, you wouldn't do that. I decided not to get on the plane.
No comment. No comment there.
No, we can figure it out.
But this plane to Boston, I'm definitely going to catch because, oof, all that yummy food.
I know.
Get to see all my old friends and my old bar. It'll be nice. I'm really excited.
Really, it will be cool. Except, I mean, it's a long flight for just 2-3 days, no?
Yeah.
Well, you'll get to be there, what, Thursday, Friday?
I'm doing the red eye on Wednesday. So, I mean, you know, that's the 6 hours that I've been sleeping.
Thursday, Friday.
Thursday, Friday, and then I'm leaving at 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh, okay. So you have about 3 days.
Leave at 5 o'clock on Saturday night, and it's nice. I love the time change because then I get back here and it's 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
And I'm ready to go out again.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Because actually, Saturday is the one-year anniversary of Crank Mob. So anyone out there who's in the Los Angeles area that has a bicycle and likes to have a good time, oh my God, you need to come and be at this ride.
And where is it at if people want to know?
You can actually find the information for it at www.midnightridas, MidnightRidazz.com, Midnight Riders. and then look at the event calendar, and it's called Crank Mob. It meets at LaGrange, and I forget the other name of the street. But it's going to be a ridiculous, ridiculous party, Sam.
Yeah?
Holy shit, it's going to be unbelievable.
Wow.
And that's not this Saturday, it's the following Saturday.
I see.
So.
Okay.
Maybe I should get you to come to that.
Maybe.
Maybe you should bring your son to it, actually.
I have a bike. I should be riding it more. But there's no way I can keep up with you guys.
No, this is a very, very slow ride.
Oh, is it?
The point of this ride is to cover as little distance as possible in the longest amount of time.
Really?
And to just be fucked up.
Really?
Yes, and okay. And try and outdo
Remind
the next
me
person
next Saturday
with
I'll
your
come.
Ridiculous costumes. Yeah. We've got like kids and parents that bring their kids to these things all the time.
What time does it start?
So Sean would love it.
Yeah.
Sure. It starts at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, gee, kind of late for me.
Don't give me that look. Put some Vagisil on and shut up and get out. Get the sand out of your vagina and let's go. I'm serious.
Oh, wow. No, I'll try to come. Maybe I mean, I don't have to stay for the whole thing anyway,
No, definitely. Definitely not. You know, Franz will be
Why
out.
Why do you guys do it so late, though?
Because it's called Midnight Riders.
Oh, okay. But the other ones you do are late, too, aren't they?
It's because they're all Midnight Riders.
Oh, they all are. Okay.
But yeah, it'll go until, I don't know, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock the next morning.
Really?
We'll set firecrackers off all along the way and just, it's going to be...
You guys are nuts.
It's going to be crazy. You should at least come from a journalist standpoint.
Yeah,
and
right.
come and observe Susie in her
yeah,
natural
I'm
habitat.
Come, yes.
And see the fronds in full force. Seriously. Then you'll get a little bit of an idea of what the attraction's about. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I met him once.
I know.
Still haven't figured it out what the attraction is.
Oh, goodness.
Well, you said you like the six. I guess that's good enough, right?
I know.
All right. Well, we're at the top of the show. We still have another show tomorrow and Monday, right? You'll
yes,
be here Monday?
I will be.
Okay. And then I'll be taking the plane out Tuesday, returning Friday. And then my wife's going to come back after that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You're probably so. Actually, can I tell you something funny?
Yeah.
So my friend sent me a text message yesterday, and... He's like, what are you doing right now? And I was like, oh, I'm about to take a biology test, or I'm studying for a biology test. And he's like, oh, you're going to do fine. I was like, actually, I kind of blew it off, and I hadn't been studying for it. So I have like 2 hours right now where I really have to cram. And so he sent a text back being like, if that were Sam having a biology test to take, he would call his wife, who's in Israel, and have her call her sister, and then have her come in and take the exam for him. So this is like the long-winded text I got back, and I was
I guess I better start shutting up about these things.
Everyone's going to think you're completely helpless and you can't do anything for yourself.
Yeah, well, I've been on my own since I was 16, okay? I was sent here by my parents.
It's not that you can't do it, it's that you don't have to.
Exactly.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, and I've gotten lazy. I mean, but now that I have to, I do it. You know, I had to go to the bank yesterday and to pick up this, pick up that, blah, 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 and I did it.
I know.
I did it.
Good for
took
you.
A lot
good
of effort.
For you.
Took a lot of effort, but I did
you
it.
You get a star. Yeah. Gold star for you, Sammy.
Still have it in me.
Oh, Christ.
Yep. So don't forget, you can find us both on Facebook. You can also see Susie at SusieRally.com. And SamHassen.com has absolutely nothing on it. I've had this name for who knows how long. I'm too lazy to put anything on there. What do I need to for? You know?
I don't know.
But maybe I'll hire this guy that does your site. Maybe he can
absolutely
do mine too.
He did a good job with mine.
Yeah. But with you, he's got a reason. I mean, he might bed you, or he has already. But
well, maybe,
I need an incentive.
Maybe he'll bed you too.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
You're
I'll
welcome.
Be looking forward to that. And so thank you all for joining us, and we'll be right here the same time,
tomorrow.
Same place. Tomorrow, hopefully, we won't be late, so we'll be a little less rushed. Have a good day.